I'm Dave Clopel. I'm founder of Groups 360, a platform that helps meeting planners and hoteliers do business together. And we're here today with Sam Ewan, managing director of Dot Dot Dash, one of the leaders in digital and experiential marketing. And we're here to talk about what he's seeing in terms of his clients thinking about meetings and events, how it's been affected by the pandemic, and how it may evolve going forward.
So my name is Sam Ewan. I've been in the experience industry for over 20 years, and everything from owning my own agencies, working with partner agencies. I worked with publishers, most notably the New York Times, on helping to establish their experience groups. And my goal is just to put brands and customers together in the real world and digitally. And I think that's sort of where my niche has been, figuring out ways that people can better engage with their customers in a more authentic way.
Well, it sounds like you have perfect experience for this conversation. So how did you all do that physically and digitally kind of pre-pandemic?
So, I mean, I will start with by saying that the experience industry has been on fire up until early this year. So we've seen such an amazing growth of opportunity in the experience world. I don't think that's going to go away. We'll talk about that, I'm sure. But pre-pandemic, there were sort of different methodologies in which brands wanted to engage with consumers. There's no better way to engage between a brand and a consumer than in real life. It's the way that I sort of describe it to my clients is, you can buy a 15-second, a 30-second spot, a 60-second spot if you want. You can, you know, get 3 seconds on a billboard along a highway. You can listen to a radio spot. You can see a print ad that you're probably going to ignore. When I create an experience, people spend 5 minutes, 10 minutes, sometimes hours with me in that experience. And the power of what you can do in that, it's not just that you can talk about a new product, a new service, a new offering, but the fact that you can do real-time customer service, listen to people's complaints, listen to what they would love to see, what features you can bring. The fact that you can create a personality to your brand, the fact that you can create shared values in real time. All of that stuff to me is so interesting and so important to the way that this relationship happens between a brand and a customer. Now we're having to figure out how to sort of transfer some of those for the short term. But I do think that pre-pandemic, what we were seeing was just people were more and more engaged and more interested in understanding how they could participate in a brand's experience and feel that they were aligned to it.
And what do you make of the discussion of, you know, that Zoom and digital experiences will take a significant take those experiences in a significantly different direction. Sounds like you're a believer in the irreplaceable benefit of kind of human contact, but comment on that for a moment if you don't mind.
Yeah, I think what this moment in time has allowed for us is to break through a barrier that had been very hard to break through. You know, the fact that I can get my father to turn on FaceTime and have a conversation with me and my daughter, where I could not do that for years and years. Mm-hmm. I think there's actually something very special about that. And that we are having conversations like this, which most of us weren't having a year ago. So I do think that there is some opportunity for us to say, not, oh, does this replace live events? No, that's not, I think, the question. The question is, how do you create the best experience for people, for those that can be there in real life and those that can't? And that also begs the opportunity for different levels of engagement, different types of engagement, a longer long tail to the content that comes out of live events, right. But also a new revenue stream. So I'm looking at it and I'm sort of excited to say, if I'm building my next CES experience, my next South by experience, my next corporate outing event, what can I do for the people who are there that makes it extra special so that you want to go? People clearly want to be together right now. But then how can I utilize these tools, these paradigms, to create more opportunity for me as a brand and use the creative canvas of the physical space to tell a bigger story?
We're now kind of opening Las Vegas and Orlando is opening and, you know, people are getting out and about a little bit more. You know, what do you think of that? And what are your clients thinking about that at the moment?
So I think the opening has been a challenge. I think in general, it's been a challenge. With Las Vegas and Orlando, I understand economically why. I fully get the reasons to think that way. It feels early to me. It feels early to me because I just don't know if I would actually want to send the attendees into that situation. I understand why the hotels want to do it, and I understand why the cities want to do it. I don't know if I could feel comfortable that right now I could create enough sanitization of surfaces, enough understanding audience flow, that I could feel comfortable that if someone asymptomatically was showing was infectious, that I couldn't prevent something to happen. And I think it's actually a liability for a brand right now to think about it. That I actually been talking to brands about how do we rethink your live event, live engagement strategy, and then start to think about how you make it from small to big. Let's prove it out. So areas of interest for us, for example, are smaller things like sales meetings. With sales meetings where you know you can get people in a general region, but we have a cap on how many people can come, and we can understand how they're coming in, what the flow is. If I know I can put 50 people in a room that's big enough to give them the kind of social distancing, I can create different types of activities that they can engage with, more personal ones, ones where they're using their device for control instead of touching things. There's a lot of ways to think about how you can make a wonderful in-person event that feels very special, but doesn't require 10,000 people to be there yet. So we've been looking at it as one, what are the small events? Two, we've been looking at what's the way to cadence out attendance? And so, you know, there's a lot of great platforms that say, okay, I'll take 20 people at a time every 15 minutes. And those people can go through, have a great experience. Frankly, if it's sort of a really beautiful visual experience, have a much better social experience because they can take better photos of themselves. They can spend a little bit more time one-on-one with whatever the product or service is or the other person. But they're not worried about being in a big room with a lot of people as well. So we are thinking about that. And then I think as we start to get towards like the end of the year, we're going to start to see the opportunity for better, you know, mid-size experiences. And I don't know if that means we have to wait for a vaccine. I don't know if it means we have to wait for a better treatment. I don't know if it means we've developed a certain amount of immunities. But, you know, I'm very interested in the fact that CES is stating they're going to be happening this year in January. I'm completely fascinated about what that's going to look like, because I don't think it's going to look like any CES I've ever been to. From what I hear from the people we talk to, and especially in places like retail, which I think is a great leader in this conversation, most of them are thinking towards the end of the year, but really next year is when things really start to come back. So I think that in the short term, we're still in for a little bit of slowness. And then I think once we're at a point where people are feeling comfortable being generally around each other, it's going to be an explosion, because we've all needed it to happen. You know, we've all been missing that about our lives. It's part of what makes us human, is that connection. So I think we're going to see a tremendous uptick in it. And the creativity that gets brought to those, I think, is going to be astounding.
I think that's very well said. And I think a great place to finish our conversation. So Sam, I want to thank you so much for sharing your thoughts on kind of how the pandemic has affected people engaging both personally and digitally, and we look forward to seeing how this evolves over the next couple of months. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Dave. It's a pleasure.